The Partnership for Smarter Growth has sent a letter to the Jones administration asking them to restart the debate on the Shaco Stadium. They want to see greater transparency and public input on the project. Stuart Schwartz, policy chair for the Partnership for Smarter Growth.
There are significant historic resources, maybe far beyond what was initially known, that are at risk. There's never really been a disclosure of the sort of rigorous comparative analysis of the various stadium sites and economic development approaches that could be taken. We had a very preliminary traffic analysis, and that needs to be done.
Schwartz says the time period the city is allotting is too short to conduct proper archaeological and historic research.
You need to do extensive historical record research. You need to honestly collect family historical records and even perhaps oral histories. We almost don't know what we don't know here. There is so much that we still need to learn about the slave trade in the bottom.
Ellen Chapman with RVA Archaeology, a community organization which advocates for archaeological resources in the city, says she's concerned with the lack of public engagement on the mayor's archaeological initiative and a lack of answers to key questions.
How will experts be selected for the expert panel? What archaeological protocols will be implemented? What if there are significant archaeological discoveries that impact the construction schedule? If a large number of human burials or other human skeletal remains are recovered, what will the protocols be to manage those discoveries?
Schwartz says the current stadium proposal would obscure the existing street grid, something he says should be preserved.
It's that street grid which formed the fabric of that slave trading enterprise and which both slaves and slave traders walked.
The Partnership for Smarter Growth has not endorsed any of the alternative ballpark plans. Craig Carper, WCDE News.